The next item on the agenda is a recognition of Colorado's United States Senate Youth Scholarship winners. Commissioner?
Thank you very much. I'll turn this over to Dr. Keith Owen. The next two things are some of the more really pleasant things we get to do.
We get to do some few fun things, and this is one
and,
of them.
And to honor some great kids. So with that, I'll turn it over to Keith.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Yes.
So today we would like to honor Serene Singh and Brandon Lee, the Colorado delegates for the 53rd Annual United States Senate Youth Program. Selection for the U.S. Senate Youth Program is based on a student's outstanding abilities and demonstrated qualities of leadership in an elected or appointed high school student office, in addition to outstanding leadership abilities and a strong commitment to volunteer work. Two delegates are chosen from each state, the District of Columbia and the Department of Defense Education Activity. The student leaders gathered in Washington, D.C. from March 7th through 14th, 2015, not too long ago, for a week of intensive study of the federal government, and in particular, the U.S. Senate. Speakers for the Washington Week program included the President of the United States, Barack Obama, U.S. Senators, including Senator Cory Gardner from Colorado, congressional representatives, ambassadors, Supreme Court justices, and NASA administrators. In addition, each delegate received a $5,000 college scholarship. This scholarship, in addition to the program week in Washington, D.C., is made possible by a grant from the William Randolph Hearst Foundation. Of the applications received, Serene and Brandon rose to the top in demonstrating high academic achievement, leadership ability, and a commitment to public service. To give you a little background on each of the awardees, Serene Singh is a senior at Rampart High School in Colorado Springs. She currently serves as senior class president, speech and debate president, and vice co-chair for the Colorado Youth Advisory Council. She is very active in video broadcasting, FBLA, NHS, and French Club. Serene has won a national championship, three state championships, and various district championships in speech and debate. She was also runner-up for Miss Teen Colorado and recently won the prestigious Full Ride Merit Betcher Scholarship. Following graduation, Serene plans to pursue her undergraduate work with a double major in pre-law and political science. Ultimately, she aspires to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Very good. We like that.
Just a small background there. Brandon Lee is a senior at Thunder Ridge High School in Highlands Ranch and is ranked first in his class. He currently serves as the vice president of the Colorado Association of Student Councils. He is very active in the Colorado All-State Orchestra, Boy Scouts, and the Asian Pacific Development Center Youth Leadership Academy. Following graduation, Brandon aspires to attend West Point Academy and study political science. He plans to become a lawyer and represent Asian American immigrants. Both Ms. Singh and Mr. Lee epitomize what our nation needs for the next generation of leaders, a person who challenges himself academically, cares about people, serves their community, and is willing to do the hard work required to make our world a better place. Please help me recognize Serene and Brandon as they come forward to say a few words.
Madam Chair and members of the board, thank you so much today for the opportunity to speak to the State Board of Education. As Dr. Owen has said, my name is Brandon Lee, and I'm a senior at Thunder Ridge High School in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. First, I would like to thank the Colorado Department of Education for choosing me as a delegate, and I would really appreciate that because they have not canceled my selection because I thought it was a mistake. Secondly, my secondary education plans have changed very recently. I will be attending Harvard University this fall with an emphasis on biology and political science, but there has been no change in my passion, involvement, and interest in our government. My week in Washington was a surreal and profound experience. It happened the first time in D.C. for me, and to me, the atmosphere glowed. Bustling with energy, D.C. was very dynamic and always active, quite unlike our Congress. USSYP granted me many rare and behind-the-scenes opportunities, from eating dinner next to the Constitution, to meeting President Barack Obama, President of the World Bank Jim Kinn, Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner, and visiting the Department of State, NASA headquarters, the Arlington National Cemetery, the Pentagon, and many more. The other 103 delegates that attended, however, were the most interesting part of the trip. The first conversation I had in D.C. regarded gerrymandering in Alabama congressional districts. Debate topics ranged from political polarization, abortion, Ferguson, political polarization, Obamacare, welfare, and did I mention political polarization? Somewhat unfortunately, I honestly believe that my fellow delegates spoke the words political polarization at USSYP more times than I had hours to sleep. These surprised me because they had such a cynical view of Congress, and it seemed that for the first time in my life, I have found fellow young adults interested in bipartisanship more than the legalization of marijuana. It's an incredibly humbling feeling to know that the best student leaders in the world had gathered into one room. I had met one delegate who has made national news recently for being accepted into all 8 Ivy League schools. Another one of my friends from Wisconsin knew more about the state senate and gubernatorial elections in Colorado than I did myself. This led to one question. How was I selected? What if the other delegates thought of me in the same way? What if I would not be remembered or respected? Or what if no one liked me? It was then that I realized that this is what Barack Obama must feel on a daily basis. But President Obama reassured us that this was not the case. When he spoke to us, he emphasized key issues in our time, especially ethnic and economic inequalities. He also subtly made fun of Republicans for not believing in climate change. But most importantly, he told us, don't worry about who you want to be, focus on what you want to do. And with this, I humbly headed back to Colorado, my home, inspired and changed, ready to end political polarization. The youth, ages 18 to 29, after all, make up about 15% of the vote, but only about 20% of eligible voters voted in 2014. While we are upset with Congress, we are electing them in the first place. Thus, education is not simply the answer. We must use that education as a purpose, where the youth can express their ideas, fears, and goals. By implementing the invaluable ideals that the youth possess, a true impact can be made in the United States, which will reflect this large, growing constituency. Soon, the youth will be responsible for America's issues as these problems fall to us. And with hope, determination, and confidence, I am content with America's legacy because I have met 103 of the best leaders who will spearhead our generation to success. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon. Serene?
Madam Chair and members of the board, I wanted to first start off by saying thank you all so much for this prestigious opportunity. Brennan and I are both very excited to have been able to participate in such an important and rewarding experience. Being selected for the United States Senate Youth Program in and of itself is already a truly prestige and an honor beyond any that I can ever had imagined. I truly feel fortunate to be standing in front of you all even today, and in addition to the week that you've already been granted, that you've already granted me. I wanted to quickly address what the program itself meant to me before I dive into everything else. With that, I have a quick story. It was a really cold afternoon, and it had just snowed a foot or so, thanks to Colorado. My older sister had went outside and said, "Hey, Serene, I think you have a package, the Hearst Foundation or something like that." And I'm not joking at all when I said I grabbed the envelope, ran upstairs, closed the door, hid the envelope, and began crying. Confused, my sister followed me and forced me to open the package. And if I was already crying of excitement, nervousness, and everything in between before, you can imagine what I felt afterwards. The way my mom describes it as Chardi Kala, which literally in Punjabi translates to happy beyond comprehension, is the way I was feeling. And that feeling of Chardi Kala never left me throughout the Washington week, and honestly won't ever leave me because of my experiences and the memories that I've recollected from D.C. It wasn't just the meeting of the president or taking creepy selfies with Senator Gardner throughout the week that left that feeling for me. In fact, it was the unique individuals, perspective, and doors that had opened in my way from the time I walked out of my home in Colorado Springs to the time I returned back a week later. I had learned how to walk around in 6-inch heels everywhere, and that is something Brandon did not learn. I learned that I am a debater. Despite being that, I can still get nervous and beyond belief nervous when I'm asking a question to my greatest role model, Justice Stephen Breyer. And I learned that the world is actually full of individuals who also, just like me, want to make a passionate change and want to evoke social justice. We just have to reach out, find them, and then ask them questions. My roommate in D.C. always told me, quote, "The best people out there are the ones who love life." And she's completely right. passion after DC has become a crucial part of who I am and the way I want to live my life. I won't forget the advice of one of the senators in DC who said, "People won't care about how much you know unless they know how much you care." And that is one of the truest facts, and that is the philosophy coupled with Chardikala, which I want to live with. And that equals a pretty happy serene. Upon returning from DC, I asked my mom to give me unhealthy, fattening, greasy pizza. The Mayflower had treated me so much like royalty that I almost missed my unhealthy lifestyle. But as soon as I began eating my pizza, I asked my mom for a fork, a knife, and a napkin. And since then, that's how I eat everything. I know the way I eat is not the most impressive lesson I learned, but it shows that Washington Week changed me at a deeper, at a more inherent level than just my career path and my interests. It sparked a vision and passion in me to become a better individual so I can better serve and better represent those around me. And so immediately upon arriving back to Colorado Springs, Brandon and I had begun planning the superlative awards for all of the 100 delegates to enjoy and participate in, a gift from us Colorado delegates to the rest of the nation's delegates. But Washington Week, by far, is the best gift I could have asked for in this last year of high school. Thank you, Mom, for hearing my nonstop chatter about political polarization and Obamacare. I know you don't care about it, but I know you do care that I am passionate about it. I gained one of the sweetest best friends who I know will be there with me through thick and thin, Brandon Lee, as well as an enormous family packed with support and relentless love, which I am extending today. My family is being extended today with all of you. And with that, I thank you all for being part of this incredible journey and perhaps the best week of my entire life. Thank you.
Serene and Brandon, we thank you both. You were wonderful representatives of Colorado. We're really excited about that. We'd like each of you to come up front and receive a certificate and stand with your board representative. So, Serene, if you want to, and Steve, if you would like to do this first, and then and the commissioner. Forget the commissioner here. No. Right up front there, in front of the state seal. You see
the seal.
Do you want to stand in front of the table and then we all see it?
Oh, that's the big bucks.
Hey, busy?
15-minute lunch, probably, considering where we are. No, it's not that bad, but we're supposed to be done by 11:30. Yes, no, I'm serious.
It's an early lunch.
Yeah, it's an early lunch, so by 12:35 we're supposed to be done.
Perfect.
Oh, we'll manage that.
Thank you. It was truly a blessing. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can we take it out?
Yeah, just take it out of the box.
Oh.
Okay. Congratulations.
Good job.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It truly was the best week of my life, and I will never come back next week.
Yeah.
Do what you plan to do.
Yes,
thank you.
Come back and help my
kids.
Great.
Thank you so much.
What service do you have? I have Verizon. Mine's pretty good shape. So far, it's been.
The next item on the agenda is recognition of the 2014 Colorado Millikan educator, Carrie Harper, of Sunnyside Elementary in Durango. Commissioner, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you.
Carrie is on the screen.
Yeah, she's from Durango on the screen there. Dr. Owen will lead the presentation, but the neat thing about this particular award is an unrestricted amount of $25,000 this individual receives from the Millikan Foundation. So it's a very prestigious award and an honor to get that. So, Keith?
Yeah. Madam Chair? So this morning we're here to honor Ms. Carrie Harper. She's the 2014 Colorado Millikan Educator. She's located in Durango, Colorado, and she's joining us by video conference. You can see her there. There's a little bit of a delay on the screen, but good morning, Carrie. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm going to give a little background on the award, and then we're going to let you talk for a few minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Great. So the Millikan Educator Award provides recognition and unrestricted financial award of $25,000 to exceptional elementary and secondary school teachers, principals, and specialists who are furthering excellence in schools throughout the country. Each year, exceptional educators, considered without their knowledge by a Blue Ribbon panel appointed by each state's Department of Education, are caught unaware with the news of their $25,000 award, which they can use in any way. I can certainly say that Carrie was caught by surprise. I had an opportunity to go down and hand her this award in Durango, and she absolutely did not know what was going on and was almost, I think, fell over when we announced her name. But I can tell you that these announcements are made in these surprise assemblies, and they're held at the recipient's school, and they're attended by students, peers, as well as federal, state, local officials in the media. The nice thing about this opportunity was we found out that Mr. Millikan actually has a residence that he in Durango, and so he was able to stay at his place and then come over and hand out the award, which all of the superintendents in the Southwest found interesting. And I think we're trying to locate where his residence is at. So at a surprise assembly at her school on February 4th, Carrie Harper of Sunnyside Elementary School in Durango School District was named the 2014 Millikan Educator. She was presented with a $25,000 check from the Millikan Family Foundation in recognition of her exceptional work as a model teacher for the state and nation. She's been an elementary teacher for the past 6 years, and is currently teaching third grade at Sunnyside Elementary. I also had an opportunity to inform Superintendent Dan Snowberger that Carrie was hired under my last year as being superintendent in Durango, which he did not want to acknowledge, but he had to accept that was a fact. So Ms. Harper is a consummate professional who serves as a role model for not only her students, but her colleagues and other teachers as well. Ms. Harper cultivates a love for reading as a lifelong habit. She has impact that absolutely reaches beyond her classroom. She's a data team leader at Sunnyside. She helps establish school assessments and provides professional development to her own colleagues in technology. In short, she is an outstanding teacher and absolutely is deserving of this award, this outstanding award. And so now I'd like to introduce the 2014 Colorado Milken Educator, Ms. Carrie Harper, and ask her to say a few words.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Dr. Owen. I really appreciate those kind words of introduction. And can you all hear me okay? Can you, somebody just give me a wave to make sure we're good?
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Hi. Yay. So I appreciate that I was hired under your being a superintendent, Ms. Dr. Owen, and just your inspiration of going to CDE has been a role model for a lot of teachers in our region as well. So thank you for just being an inspiration at the district level. It's an incredible honor to get to speak with all of you today. I regret that I can't be there in person to thank each of you for this opportunity. And I did want to thank the Milken Family Foundation for this award. When I was surprised, I think there were some people that I wasn't able to thank because I was just completely shocked. So I want to make sure that I thank them for this amazing award. The Milken Family Foundation gives hope and public recognition and credit to the education profession. Many thanks to family, friends, and of course my incredibly supportive husband, Brad. I consider this award not as an individual accomplishment, but as a byproduct of the hard work and dedication that all teachers devote to their students, parents, and fellow colleagues. I am blessed with the support of a strong and dynamic staff at Sunnyside Elementary and District 9R. Our superintendent, Mr. Snowberger, is an outstanding superintendent who has spent countless hours meeting with teachers, parents, and students to listen and inform them of the many changes in the educational system. He is readily available and diligently seeks ways to engage the public, education leaders, and educators in the many changes in policies and processes. Vanessa Fisher, my principal, coach, and mentor, believes in each teacher and student's abilities and developing skills. She consistently encourages all of her teachers and students to dream big and set goals, which has led to an environment that maintains a high standard of excellence. I hope that you all get the privilege of getting to meet them if you haven't met them already. Since becoming a teacher almost 7 years ago, I have seen education change rapidly. I believe in the change because I see how we can inspire and educate students. New quality standards for teacher evaluation shift the focus away from the teacher and on to the reasons we are all here today, the students. I am encouraged in the changes that have been made, but not complacent in the further development that our children need in order to become lifelong learners. To continue forward with the changes needed, I know that relationships must be at the forefront. Michael Fullan, who wrote Leading in a Culture of Change, said, deep and sustained reform depends on many of us, not just a few who are destined to be extraordinary. His words are a reminder that we impact our students when we work together. This is also echoed by Ecclesiastes 4:12. Though one may be overpowered, two can support each other. A cord of three strands is not easily divided. We collaborate to bring the change needed to develop students to become lifelong learners who are 21st century minded, having high EQs, emotional intelligence, being creative, and of a problem-solving mindset. Again, thank you so much for this opportunity. I eagerly look forward to working with you in the future.
And Ms. Harper, we would like to we commend you for your exceptional work as a model teacher, and we congratulate you on receiving the Milliken Award. It's especially important for me as the third congressional representative. I'm your congressional representative. We'd like to present you with your certificate, and we'll mail the actual certificate to you. The commissioner and I will come over and stand by the screen. You probably can't see us, but we'll send you a picture of it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I wish I could be there with you right now. I'd give you a big squeeze, a big hug.
Okay, Carrie, we're going to get ready to take a photo. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You can put down the phone if you'd like.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, guys. Smile, Robert.
That's a great
Marcia.
Picture.
There we go.
Nice.
One more. There we go.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You've had to get creative with this online stuff.
We're going to be closing out the screen now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye. Have a great day. Have a great day. It's so good to see you all. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Markle, we're ready to go into executive session.
An executive session has been noticed for today's state board meeting in conformance with 24-6-4023 ACRS to receive legal advice on specific legal questions pursuant to 24-6-4023A2 CRS and matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statutes pursuant to 24-6-4023A3.
Do I have a motion to convene an executive session?
So moved.
Any opposed? Motion passes. The board will convene an executive session. The public is excused. We are now in executive session, and we'll take a brief break to pick.